Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, let's go inside some numbers and, hey, be optimistic. Went out starting tonight. Nebraska on the Big Ten Network at 8:30. Finished 12-8. Beat 20-11 ahead of the Big Ten tournament. Pressure? Well, I'm being optimistic for a change. Let's have at it here.
I look at our first five games. We were 4-1. The next 10, we were 7-3. And these last 10, we're 3-7. And you figure if you just added three more games to that mix, you sitting, at the top. Not at the top, but you're above the middle. Right now, we're not there. So we got six games left. I think we got to win them all. I mean, that's just, maybe I'm putting pressure on our guys, but that's the only way I can coach. We got to take it one game at a time and try to win them all.
Hey, why not? One at a time. Big Ten Network, 8:30. So they drilled us out in Lincoln, remember? A little payback tonight. 12th-ranked Illinois at Penn State in the only other Big Ten game tonight. Go Hoosiers! Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame adds to its class for a July induction. That story in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame unveiled its 2024 class of 10 to be enshrined July 19th at the Convention Center. Headlining the list of six athletes, South Class of 2009, Jordan Hulls, J.R. Holmes' first Mr. Indiana basketball on his first state title team.
Jordy was the leader. He didn't say much, but when he did speak, they listened. Prime example, Jordy Hulls is Mr. Basketball, and he averaged 15 points a game. So you don't have to score a lot of points. You just got to be a player, and he was a team player first. He was a clutch player. He kicked free throws. He could make a shot when he had to. Yep. He was a special player that gave us four really good years.
J.R. Holmes on Jordan Hulls of South, joined by Jabril Conte of Bloomington North, Mike Mosbrucker of North, Sarah Fields of Bloomington North, Greg Granger of Edgewood, and Greg Easton from Bloomington High School, Eric Moore, head football coach at Center Grove in Edgewood, and the late Gary Anderson, Bloomington High School. Contributors, Bill Atkinson, Edgewood, and athletic trainer, Bloomington High School's David Grossman, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, Class of 2024. The South Panthers beat Purdue Poly Tuesday night, 61-47. They're 14-9 now. Nebraska in town to take on the Hoosiers. Big Ten Network at 8:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.